Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Now, for a powerful video installation looking at how people find themselves positioned as the other in their own society and how we regard societies different from our own as the other. Onlar, that's they in Turkish, is created by the Turkish artist Ipek Duban. It's on at Fabrica and it takes the form of a number of video interviews positioned around the darkened room, each with its own listening point, each telling an individual's very personal story. Ipek Duban talked to Out in Brighton's Kathy Caton about the story behind her work.
Well, because there is so much negative energy in our lives. And I've been aware of it a long time ago. I'd done a project called What is a Turk? That was basically about the Western gaze of the Turk. And after I finished that project, I thought, you know, maybe the Turkish people and myself, we should look at our own others. That was 10 years ago, approximately. And then finally, I came to make this happen in 2015. And it took me 2 years to find the people, 25 people who participate in my project, and convince them that they will be safe and they can trust me and that their information will not be misused. And then we had a wonderful time together. I learned a great deal about different ethnic groups and religious groups and LGBT people and battered women, all kinds of things. So, you know, it turned into a very rich learning experience for me.
That's a significant length of time to be working with people as well. And how have you found that your relationships with them have developed over the course of the piece?
Well, to begin with, I had some difficulty finding some of them. For example, Armenians. I have Armenian friends, but they didn't want to be part of the project. I had to find people who would lead me to other people with whom I met, and I introduced myself. I led them to my website, and I met with them, had coffee with them, and I, you know, wanted them to trust me, and that in the end we signed a contract. I signed a contract with each one, assuring them that the interviews will not be misused and they will not be used for commercial purposes. And as a matter of fact, their names are not mentioned anywhere in the ebook we made, in the film, and anywhere. Posters, we made posters, for example, for the announcement, and you don't see anybody's head.
I wanted to ask you how this may have changed how you view or define what the other is.
Well, it changed me, I must say. Like I said, what I learned was a big surprise to me. And the audience in Istanbul, there was a large group of people who came to see the exhibition. They were also surprised at the fact that we as citizens don't know each other and we have a very limited perspective on our history, which is a state-approved history through textbooks. And we found out about real lives and real stories. And we experienced shame and embarrassment. And I fell in love with these people, as a matter of fact.
Did you feel you were taking personal risks in terms of staging the exhibition in Istanbul?
Not in 2015, but today I doubt that even if I made the project, that it would be shown, I must say. Yeah.
Mm. So, but yes, I wanted to... Yeah, I suppose ask you about the challenges and risks and how. So, the exhibition that and the installation that's been shown in Istanbul now going to be appearing in in Brighton, and I wanted to ask about your kind of different, what being in a different space and a different place lends to it.
I asked myself the same question. I thought, you know, why would anybody in Brighton be interested in somebody, some Armenian, some Kurd, or some, you know, victimized woman or man in Turkey? Everybody has their own problems and enough problems. But at the end of the entire project, when everything happened, and I realized that it's, the issues are universal issues. I mean, it may be Armenian, Syrian Muslims there, you know, Chinese in one country, blacks in another country, and Japanese in the fourth country. I mean, everybody has their own other.
And I wanted to ask you what you hoped that as Brightonians might learn about Turkish society by coming to see the piece.
At first I thought really that it would just give them a picture which they already knew. You know, Turks are intolerant, undemocratic, not so civilized people. But actually, it's not so simple. I am here as a Turkish artist, but of course I'm a very modern-minded and modern person. And that's one of the issues of Islam. It's modernization issue. But on the other hand, Turkey has 100 years of secular experience and a very long-term relationship with the history of Europe. I mean, European history is totally integrated with Ottoman history. So therefore, I thought, you know, our problems are really not different from what's going on in Germany with Brexit or in Holland, everywhere.
I was wondering whether to broach the Brexit, the Brexit thing, because yes, we're in really, really interesting times, and I think we're also in interesting times in terms of how within the UK how we view and define the other. And the other within ourselves as well. And I think from an LGBT perspective as well, actually, what are we going into this great unknown where rights that have been afforded to us from the European Union, will they disappear? Where are we going? And I think we're in a really interesting time, not necessarily in a good way.
Yes, it is very interesting, but Turkey and countries like the Muslim societies are not very good with the LGBT personalities. There is systematic discrimination and police violence, I must say, and these people suffer. But the good news is that they now have their own organization, which is a big step, and it's tolerated. That's a big step. But it doesn't mean that they're happy or that they feel they belong or anything like that. But it's a big fight. I watched it happen in the United States. You know, there was tremendous discrimination against the gay and lesbians and with the AIDS epidemic. Some people were very happy. They thought these people deserved it. And now there is, officially there is gay marriage. So it takes a long time, you know, to fight this off.
That was Ipek Dubin talking to Kathy Caton about her installation, They or Onla. That's at Fabrica Gallery, runs through till Sunday. It's free entry. And I would definitely recommend that you just go in and you just take some time and sit down and spend sort of 15, 20 minutes in there listening to each story. Very, very powerful exhibition, that one.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.